If it doesn't lease up, we have a lot of other projects that are full, that are making money. So part of the reason we teamed up with Huron Development is they sought us out, we sought them out, because it's what we do, and we have the horsepower to do it, and we like rural communities. So this could, I would say that, you know, I don't know what the number is where we would say this is just a horrible thing and we shut the door. I don't even know what that number would be. It might be a third, it might be 25%. You know, the market drives the rent, and we're very good at studying those markets, looking at incomes, and it's public information. You can go on several websites, go to the city, go to the county, you can find out what people get paid in here. And no, you're right, it's not Yankton, it's not Mitchell, it's not Sioux Falls, but we know what the average incomes are in Huron, and we've set our rents accordingly. So the history of our company and the history of our research tells us that this will fill up, and we're fairly confident of that. And we're so confident, we're willing to go borrow $6 million and put $2 million of our own money in cash. So plan B is literally taking money from our other properties and feeding a property that doesn't work. It's not walking away.